Welcome back. We're now going to bring ChronoZoom right onto Visual Studio Online. Now, the first thing that Joel's going to do this is he's going to have to reach up, go to visualstudio.com, and in the upper right-hand corner, I guess that's this way for you, he's going to click on the button, the sign up for free. When he does that, he needs to enter his Microsoft account, formerly Live ID, and you're basically in. What did you have to do after that?
Took 2 minutes. The hardest part was thinking a name.
Thinking of the name. Excellent. Well, you got your name.
Yep.
We've got your account. And if we take a look, we'll see that we've got the UWT, chronozoom.visualstudio.com, and we've got a place here to create a new team project. I mean, you mentioned you call it CZ for short, ChronoZoom.
Yep.
We're going to use that. And what version control do you use?
Currently use Git.
Currently use Git. Let's stick with Git and create that project. And what it's doing in the background now is it's creating a version control, a work item tracking system, a build infrastructure that we can use, and a host of other services that you get access to right from the web. So while it's creating, well, you created that fast. So your team project is created, and your team is absolutely going to love this. I love that little byline. Let's navigate to the project. Now, once we get to the project, realistically, the first thing you're going to need to do, Joel, is add users. You'll probably want to add users from all over the world. Let's just stick with the small team for now. I'll click Manage Members, the lower right here. And who should we add?
Oh, we should add Jeremy.
Okay. Let's get Jeremy. Make sure Jeremy's in there. And do you mind if I add me?
It's open source. Go right ahead.
All right. I'm in. I'm going to add myself as well. We'll save those changes. And you might have wanted to add more, and you certainly can add more to this project at some point. And from there, let's assign some work. Now, I suppose you guys have a backlog of things you're trying to work on.
Yeah.
What are some of those items?
First one would be improving our search. Currently, it's quite simplistic, just doing a simple keyword matching.
Okay. Improve the search with some context.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Excellent. What's next?
Well, end users can create their own ChronoZoom content, their own ChronoZoom canvases, as we call them. But if you're a teacher and you want to do more, you have to recreate that every time. So we'd like a way to copy content from one canvas to another.
Copy content from one canvas to another. Excellent. Anything else?
Yes. As the project's built up, unfortunately, we're trying to maintain a separation between the data layer and the UI, and they've kind of crept together in some places, so we're working on separating them.
Okay. So that would be maybe a decouple UI layer from the data layer?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. What's the most important thing that you need to work on?
I would say decoupling the UI and the data layer.
Okay. That sounds like something, especially if you need to let other people have access to that. So I'm just going to drag that to the top and drop it. We can just reprioritize things very, very rapidly. If you did want to add more information, I'm going to open this up and see that we can assign that to you, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
It's your project. And we can do effort and further descriptions and decompose it to tasks if you needed to.
Yeah.
Do you guys use a lot of stuff, or do you guys keep it really simple?
I usually keep it simple, maybe one or two checklist items, but otherwise simple.
A lot of small teams do the same thing, so let's save and close that. And one last thing, how do you track the workflow through the system?
Well, we tend to use like a to-do list or a board.
A board? Let's go take a look at the board here. Here we have new, approved, committed, done. Does that kind of match what you do?
Not quite.
All right, what do you do? Let me customize these columns.
Well, we have ideas.
Okay.
So we'll brainstorm and throw everything out there that we may want to do and keep track of those things. And then we agree on the items that we are going to do.
Okay.
And then we keep track of the ones that we're currently working on, the ones that are in progress.
Okay, in progress.
And then we're done.
Excellent. That sounds good. Is that about right?
Yeah, you might want to add unit testing there as well.
Okay. I'll throw in some testing there at the end as well. So make sure that do some final testing is before we get out, some of the unit testing to make sure we're there. And let's click OK. Perfect. So now we have a board that shows kind of the flow. And based on some earlier discussions, I know that, Jeremy, you're in progress already on decoupling that layer. I'm going to move it over and copy content. I think I'm going to move that over to agreed.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the next things. Excellent. So what we've shown here is a very quick adoption. In just a few minutes, we've taken ChronoZoom, brought them in, assigned some team members, laid out their workflow, and created a prioritized backlog of work that they're going to be working through. So stick around, and we'll be bringing ChronoZoom even further into Visual Studio Online in the next segment.